It is a pleasure to have you here with us today. Thanks for joining us. And joining you and me now are two more people, Patrick Rigger and Sue Borowski. And they are from Stanton Heights and Munhall, respectively, and are representing Celtic Pittsburgh. Thank you for being here. They're wearing their Celtic Pittsburgh shirts. And a way to represent this morning. Tell me a bit about the organization and what you do.
Okay, Celtic Pittsburgh was created to promote any Irish and Celtic events happening in the Western Pennsylvania area. Mostly music, but also other events like the Ligonier Highland Games, the Pittsburgh Irish Festival. There are some bands this weekend playing at the Pittsburgh Renaissance Festival, so we let people know that's where they are playing. It's a plug for the bands, not for the festival itself.
So it's sort of a overarching organization. I know yes. In past years, sometimes I'll find out about the Highland Games a little late and through a completely different channel than I'll find out about the Irish Festival or perhaps an Irish concert. So it sounds like you are kind of there to be a one-stop shop so that folks don't have to go hunting all over the place. You focus your lens on Celtic music, festivals, dances, culture, so others can just come to you to find out about it.
Exactly. And in managing the Facebook page for this, I found it is difficult to find information on these events. So like last night, in preparation for this interview, I'm looking to find what musicians are playing this weekend. And it was difficult to find it. The bands themselves are not listing it. The pubs they sing at, wherever they perform, they're not listing it. So we want to, that's one of the things we want to do is solve that problem and get that information so people can go to one place to find this information so they can go to whatever shows they want to go to. Eventually, we would like to have a website, but we need to grow this first.
How long have you been doing this now?
Well, we started in 2022, and we've been slowly growing, finally have T-shirts and business cards, and we're trying to increase our volunteer pool as well, which is mainly what we're about is helping these Celtic organizations get the word out. A lot of their, you know, some of the Celtic organizations are very small and they just don't have the manpower to help with their festivals. And so we decided we just love everything Celtic. And so this is what we plan to do.
What a great thing to choose to focus on because I mean, there's a strong heritage here in Pittsburgh. A lot of folks who have Celtic blood, shall we say, in their families, and a lot of people who simply love the music regardless of their nationality. And it's important to still be welcoming, to keep people aware of those traditions. So that's what you're able to do. Which is good. Are you putting on any of your own events, or will you be at the Irish Festival coming up so folks can get to know you?
Yes, next weekend we will have a table at the Irish Festival promoting Celtic Pittsburgh. There are a number of volunteers for that, so my family will be there for a few hours on Saturday morning.
Right, and we do have some representatives from the Balmoral Pipes and Drums Association, and from Pittsburgh Tartan Day, from the Nationality Rooms at Pitt. They'll all be helping us get the word out about their events. So it's going to be wonderful.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned George Baldoros and the Balmoral Piping Organization, the School of Piping, because there's somebody I didn't think about moments ago when we were talking about all the things that happen day in and day out. George does a good job of letting folks know, but you don't always see And this isn't, I've known George for years, you don't see these things in context with other events. So the fact that you can learn about the Highland Games, about, I know George has a group he's bringing in soon, who you know. But
yes, the Balmoral Classic.
Yeah, who's, he's got a great headliner, though, coming in, whose name is escaping me. I'll look it up. I don't want to put you on the spot. But you provide an opportunity for people, you know, to know everything so they can find everything in one place, right? Are there things you need or things you hope to accomplish? I'd like to learn more about, you know, the goals you have moving ahead.
Well, eventually we would like to make it a nonprofit. One thing we envision is having a festival gathering all six of the Celtic nations together to celebrate the culture. Just, you know, music and food, which are usually the two biggest things in any culture. But anything else, the dance, the stories. But it needs to all come together because right now they're all spread out and not really working together. And a lot of people don't know just how widespread Celtic culture actually reached. For example, a couple of years ago, I did a presentation for my younger son's class. He's in elementary school. And a lot of kids didn't know that Halloween came from Ireland as Celtic New Year, which is called Samhain. And when they dress up in costume every fall, they're continuing a tradition that's over 2,000 years old. A lot of these kids didn't know that.
I had no idea of that connection myself. I think of Day of the Dead with Halloween, but not that particular tradition.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 2,000 years ago is much more serious. They considered it to be the time of year when the wall between the living and the dead was the thinnest, and the dead would come back and haunt the living, and they dress up in costume to scare away the evil spirits. And as it evolved over the years, and especially after it came to America, it became a much more children-focused event with trick-or-treating and candy and stuff like that. But it continues something that's millennia old. But a lot of people didn't know that.
Sue, how did you get involved?
Well, one day, Pat and I, maybe your family and my husband and I were down at the Harp and Fiddle, and we started talking about the lack of communication for getting, you know, the shows out to the public. And I said, we should just start a website. And I had a Facebook page in mind, and so a year ago I started one and asked Pat to come on board, and here we are.
Yeah. By the way, it's the Tannehill Weavers that are coming to town, and the concert, it's not until October, so it might not be in your listings yet, but on October 13th, Balmoral School is presenting the Tannehill Weavers. They're a real powerhouse group, and it's great to know they're coming into Pittsburgh, and there's more to come as well on their schedule. You brought along a couple pieces today from an artist, and I thought we would play Patty's Green Shamrock Shore. Rich Patrick is the group. Can you tell me a little bit about Rich Patrick?
Rich Patrick has been around for about 20 years. Pat actually has passed on, a good friend of ours. He was our bouzouki player and our Irish whistle player. But my husband replaced him, and so we've been out playing around Pittsburgh, Irish and Celtic music, various places, festivals, New York, and here at the Ligonier Highland Games we'll be performing. So this song is it's one of my favorites. It's just a song of immigration, and it just makes you love the music.
Yeah, and with Labor Day weekend, it was not lost on us as we were scheduling this segment. Many immigrants were coming here for work. And Patty's Green Shamrock Shore, it's Rich Patrick. Let's take a listen.
We sailed away from there. Irish was to there. We did take on 5,000 gallons and more. In case we ran short on the trip to New York, away from the Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. And twice farewell to me, comrade boys, who dwell in that sainty ground. If fortunate ever should favor me, and I do have money in store, I'll go back and dial away the wee lassie I left on Paddy. We sailed 3 days, we were all seasick, not a man on board was free. We were all confined unto our bunks, with no one to pity poor me. No father kind, no mother dear, to lift up my winter soul. And it made me think more of the lassie I left on Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. Finally reached the other side in 23 days. We were taken as passengers by a man and led down in 6 different ways. We each of us drank of the parting glass in case we might never meet more. And we each drank a toast to old Ireland. Yes, we each drank a toast to old Ireland and Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore.
Rich Patrick at the Saturday Light Brigade, and if you're just joining us, we have another Patrick. Patrick Reger is here along with Sue Borowski, and we are talking about Celtic Pittsburgh. And Sue in South Park writes that Mike Flaherty will be one of the artists playing at the Pittsburgh Irish Festival. He is also a local Irish folk singer and balladeer and a Pittsburgh Irish Festival volunteer. And the Irish Festival is next weekend, right? It's right around the corner, and Celtic Pittsburgh will be there, and a whole schedule of events that you can learn more about. But the Pittsburgh Irish Festival, venerable festival, it's been around for ages, is September 8th, 9th, and 10th next weekend. So we want to share more about Celtic Pittsburgh in our remaining moments, and I'd like to turn things over to both of you, Patrick and Sue, to mention anything we may have missed from just before we heard Rich Patrick.
Well, one of the things we'd like to do is increase our friends on our Facebook page. And I sat down last night. I asked myself a question. What if I'm not from Pittsburgh? Why would I join or friend Facebook our Facebook page?
Do you have your top 10 reasons to do that? Maybe not organized that way.
I just want people to know that you don't have to be from Pittsburgh to be our friend. We are essentially a hub for Celtic culture lovers and music lovers to collaborate with other people who have the same interests. So it's a great place just to get to know Pittsburghers and what our Celtic scene is like.
And a gentleman just wrote me from St. Clair, and he said, There are seven main Celtic groupings. They are Irish, Scottish, Manx, Cornish, Welsh, Breton, and Galician. Is that, I'm assuming that's correct?
Well, we came up with six.
Okay.
Irish, Scottish, Welsh, Brittany. But Brittany is a peninsula in northwestern France. It's not part of, not associated with Britain itself.
Okay.
Also Cornwall, which is in the southwestern part of England. The Isle of Man, which is an island between Ireland and Great Britain.
I'll bet he meant man instead of Manx. I think that was a victim of autocorrect. And so you guys are pretty much matching. I'll bet that's not a cut and dried answer among people.
Probably not. We're talking about things that are 2,000 years old, so there's probably certainly some fuzzy information in there.
Other things you wanted to mention? You had some thank yous I know you wanted to pass out too.
Well, I would like to thank our friend Michael Makeda. He's the one who introduced me to the Irish music community, as well as the Renaissance Festival community and the belly dance community. They all overlap. Wasn't for him, I wouldn't be sitting here with all of you, and not part of Celtic Pittsburgh. And also our late friend Terry Griffith, who in June of 2018, he took a break from one of his gigs at the Harp and Fiddle to talk about how Irish music in Pittsburgh seemed to be on the decline. People weren't going out and to the art, listening to the artists and to the other events. And so when he took a break, my family and friends and I, we decided to, what can we do? What can we do with this? And I decided to start making a public Facebook event for whenever Terry played. Usually it was at the Harp and Fiddle. He didn't play many other places by that time. And I learned how to write these events up. Not make it overboard, but still make it attractive that people would want to go out. And then people could share it. They could invite people.
Well, and it takes the burden off of the performers doing that. And it's an important service to connect folks. How can people get in touch? They simply should follow you on Facebook. Is that the easiest way?
Yeah, it's that simple, yes. And we're also on Twitter and Instagram.
So, and just look for Celtic Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Easy. Celtic Pittsburgh is how you can find them. We just have about another minute. Anything we may have missed?
Well, I would like to mention, of the bands I know who are playing this weekend, they're all playing at the Pittsburgh Irish Festival. Sorry. The Pittsburgh Renaissance Festival. That was my mistake. This weekend through Sunday, October 1st, every weekend, including Labor Day, the Donegal Dogs, the Reelin' Rogues, and the Crack Show. Crack is C-R-A-I-C. It's an Irish word meaning to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. So that's all happening at the Renaissance?
The Pittsburgh Renaissance Festival out near West Newton. They're playing Saturdays and Sundays through Sunday, October 1st, but also Labor Day. This weekend is a three-day weekend for them. So in one place, you can hear and see three Irish bands.
So look for all of the details. One place to look at the Celtic Pittsburgh social media sites.